Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So CBS says this guy, Pete Geiger of Lewistown, Maine, is giving out 5,300 full-size candy bars today for Halloween.
Oh, he's going to be like the best house on the block.
Oh my gosh, yeah, people are going to be flocking to his house. He has 19 varieties to choose from. He is going to release a secret password this morning that will then allow the kids to come to his house starting in the afternoon. He tells CBS that this has grown so much, but it has just been a pleasure to do it. The funny thing is, I haven't had candy. I gave it up for Lent in the 80s, so okay. I just don't eat candy now. But sure enough, I'll buy enough for the economy and, of course, all the kids.
So he's going to be passing out regular candy to kids that don't know the password?
I'd imagine so. Like, if you don't have the password, you're probably not getting, you know, the good-sized candy bars. But I'm sure plenty of people will have it. So if any kids walking up, they'll be like, yeah, this is the password, kid.
I will say, little advice to all kids trick-or-treating. Please say trick-or-treat.
Yes, you
got to. There's so many times kids just walk up and they're like, open up the bag. And I'm like, come on. Sit. What? Like,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What am I supposed to do?
What's that?
What I'm going to start doing is just reaching in and taking their candy when they open the bag and be like, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So speaking of Halloween, which is today, you know of anybody getting married on Halloween?
Mm-mm.
Well, couples who get married on holidays like Halloween, Valentine's Day, or New Year's Eve and any of those holidays think they're being unique, but really they're not. Study found, and it's actually not good for them. A study found that couples who get married on holidays between 18 and 36% more likely to get divorced than couples who get married on regular days. They say couples who marry on ordinary dates may be strongly influenced by characteristics of their relationship and their compatibility than couples who marry on special dates. So,
I just don't know why you'd want to get married on a holiday. I feel like if there's just, especially like Halloween,
right,
I think it'd be cool, but at the same time, there's a lot of other things going on in the world that it's just like you're asking everybody to stop their day so that way they can go to you, especially if it is a holiday. I'm like, come on.
I'm okay with those surprise weddings where it's like, hey, come to my New Year's Eve party. Oh, by the way, you're actually at our wedding.
Have you ever been to one?
No, but we thought about doing that.
You should.
I think it'd be fun. But that's Coffee Talk for today.